Okay, general rule of thumb, how do you know if you're doing cardiovascular exercise? Cardiovascular exercise or aerobic exercise should make you puff. Yeah. If you're not familiar with your fish, this is a puffer fish. Okay, that's just a little bit of a reminder. There are obviously more sophisticated ways of knowing if you're exercising to a cardiovascular level, but that's if you aim at making your breathing rate increase and you're puffing, then you're probably getting towards a cardiovascular training zone. And for some people, that might be as simple as walking. It might be maybe walking on a slight slope, and that's all you need to make your breathing rate increase. Now, it's been suggested in the general press that cardiovascular or aerobic exercise should be done 30 minutes five times a week. Now, that's loads of exercise, and I'm not suggesting you do that much exercise at all. For those who have post-polio syndrome, we suggest definitely not more than every other day. So you definitely have whole days off where you're not exercising, but even that is quite a lot of exercise. If you're not doing any exercise at all, then you'd be starting maybe doing it once a week and building up from there. So we're not suggesting unrealistic amounts of exercise, we're suggesting a small baseline. Okay. So a summary of that, to achieve aerobic exercise, your breathing rate has to increase. It shouldn't be done every day. It should be submaximal, so we're not suggesting that you do as much as you can do for as long as you can do it. All right, it's less than that. It should also be done with intervals, so it should have rests in it. And any activities which are new need to be started at a very low level and gradually built up. Flexibility. Now, this is the most extreme picture I could find, again, to help you remember that actually being flexible has benefits. Now, stretching exercises can be done every day because they have a very low energy cost. All right, so once you know how to do them, you actually are quite safe to do them every day. You wouldn't want to be stretching areas of the body which are very weak. You certainly wouldn't want to be stretching areas of the body which are actually paralyzed. And probably this is one area that I would recommend that if you feel that you're stiff and that you would benefit from some stretching, I would recommend that you talk to a professional such as a physiotherapist and actually get some advice about how to do stretches and the best positions for you to do them in. And also what not to stretch as well. Okay, water-based exercise. Now, again in the guidelines, the 2006 guidelines, they suggested that water-based exercises are very beneficial. So the evidence suggests that actually this is a really good way for you as a population to exercise. And I would agree from what I've seen. I know that there are barriers to getting in the water in the first place. I understand that. But once you are in there, the fact that you can offload your joints and also take away the risk of falling is really helpful because it overcomes those two barriers of exercise as well. I know lots of people are worried about exercise because they're worried about increasing the risk of falling. Whereas in the water, you take that risk away. And you can do very gentle exercise that can actually cover all three areas. So you can get cardiovascular exercise, you can get stretching, and you can get strengthening all within the water. Now, having said all that, there is definitely areas or situations where I wouldn't be recommending exercise. So, unduly stressing muscles already working really hard and also still deteriorating is not desirable. So, we'll talk about that in a bit more detail in a second. But basically, if there are particular areas of your body which you know are getting weaker, but you think that they're working really hard in your everyday life, and they're probably not the areas that you want to be trying to strengthen further. For instance, a knee that's always starting to give way, so therefore the larger muscles on the front of the thigh are getting weaker, you probably actually wouldn't want to be doing more exercise with those ones.